Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. The weather is heating up, which means summer is almost here. Macy's is my go-to place for summer fashion, and I'm getting so excited just looking at Macy's.com for new bathing suits, beach towels, even floaties for the kids. They have all the poolside essentials. Macy's has everything you need for any summer occasion, your summer trip, wedding, or graduation. Macy's has you covered. You can shop all your favorite brands like DKNY, Michael Kors on 34th. Shop at Macy's.com or in store.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
This week's Wine About It Thursday Therapy, we've got Dr. Gladys McGarry. So she's 102 years old, and she has a book out called The Well-Lived Life, a 102-year-old doctor's 6 secrets to health and happiness at every age. It's available now. Let's get her on.
Hello.
Hi.
You can hear me.
I can hear you, and I can see how beautiful you are.
Oh, how nice. You're pretty, too.
Oh, thank you. I'm feeling, like $1 million today. I'm pregnant, and I'm just like, everything kind of hurts today. But I feel like I can't complain. I'm really excited to talk to you, though, because when I was reading the rundown, it says her book, The Well-Lived Life, 102-year-old doctor's 6 secrets to health and happiness at every age. It's available now. And I was reading the rundown, everything that you've done. And I think it's just so beautiful. And the fact that you are still, you're writing books and just still living such a full life is such a beautiful thing. And I'm curious, do you ever get, how do I say this? When people are like, oh, you look amazing. Cause it's like, yes, you're 102.
Yeah.
Do you get like, of course I've taken great care of myself. Or do you kind of get like, why are you at, like, you know, because people are always like, you're 40 years old. And I'm like, well, am I supposed to look older than 40? You know?
Yeah.
So it's like, it makes you feel old when people are like, oh my God, you're 40. And I'm like, well, yeah. They're like, I thought you were, you know, late or 30s. And I'm like, no, I'm almost 40, but okay. But how is that for you? Are you like, do you like that when people say that? Or
yeah, people say it all the time. It didn't make much sense to me. You look like what you look like, you know?
Right.
What are you going to do about it? You can get a facelift, but that doesn't help any.
Temporary, right?
Well, it doesn't say anything about who you are. I have a friend who is a speaker. She speaks all around every place. And she told me one time that she was in doing a talk in Hollywood. And when she had people ask questions, she didn't know who was asking the question, even if she could see their faces, because they all looked alike. They'd had so much in the way of facial surgery and so on to look like what they should look like. And instead of claiming what it is that you actually look like when you're this age, I mean, what are you going to do about it? When I was 70, having my 70th birthday, my grandson was on the seat beside me, and he says, "How old are you, Nani?" And I said, "I'm 70. And he says, "How old is that old?" And I said, "Oh, I don't know. It's older." And he started pushing my face, and he says, "Well, what about these wrinkles?" And I says, "Don't worry about them. They don't hurt on the inside. I mean, they look funny on the outside, but they don't hurt on the inside. They're all right." I mean, it's that kind of accepting who and what you are, mm-hmm. and making it do. I mean, what am I going to do about it?
Right. I mean, yeah. I mean, that's a good, you know, perspective on that too. And, you know, is there something, I mean, people obviously are probably like, you know, what's your secret? What, you know, and is that why you're like, okay, I'm writing this book because here are my secrets?
Yes. You know, here are my secrets. Here, I'm trying to tell you, mm-hmm. when I've written the book, is that this is, I don't consider it good or bad that a person wants to look different from the way they are. I mean, that's all right. That's your choice. But for me, that's unnecessary, you know. It's just a waste of time to try and pretend that you look different from what you feel like you look like.
For sure. And I think it's hard, too, because in this era of social media, you know, having the ability to change how your face looks with the tap of a little filter switch,
yeah,
has been, I think, the most dangerous thing, because, you know, I've spoken on this, like I've stopped using the certain filter that I used to use because I'm like, that's actually not what my nose looks like or what my face looks like. So I need to stop that because it's mentally not great, nor would I want my daughter to swipe on something that isn't her, what she looks like, because she's beautiful in my eyes. And I wouldn't want that or to promote that. Now, sometimes, you know, it's nice to be able to go, okay, here's a little, I don't know if you're on Instagram, but like this softens it a little bit and makes it look a little better. But so for you, do you think it was maybe easier without the social media aspect growing up and or having that comparison of things, or was that comparison of, other people there, just not on the public platform?
I think it's what every person wants to do with that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I'll never look like Marilyn Monroe. I'll never look like Elizabeth Taylor. I don't need to look like them. I look like me. Mm-hmm. And they don't need to look like me. And so I'm me, and you're you, and it's wonderful. And life goes on, and you're going to continue to age properly, adequately, and that's just fine, you know. And you know, in the process of aging, my eyes have, you know, I can't see well enough to read, so I'm listening to audiobooks and getting a lot of really good stuff out of audiobooks. But it's my eyesight has diminished. Mm-hmm. It hasn't bothered my insight. In fact, my insight is better now when my eyesight is not so good than it was when my eyesight was good and I didn't have to pay attention to my insight.
Why do you think that is?
Well, because I was busy doing what my eyesight could tell me. You know, what I was looking for. I was looking for whatever it was that I was looking for, which I needed, which I'm not complaining about that. Now, because I don't have my eyesight as good as it was, I can actually appreciate the fact that there are things I can understand that I didn't understand before because I'm not seeing the things that I could see before. It's a sort of a juxtaposition of things that are going on in my life. Mm-hmm. And it's good, whichever it is.
Yeah. Through your life, is there one thing that you can look back on and go, I took that for granted?
Oh, my. I just, the fact that I breathe every day. The fact, you know, that I get up and walk, the fact that I used to be able to run up my steps, and now I have to just make myself walk up my steps. There are lots of things, but that doesn't make them worse or better. I'm grateful that I can get up my steps.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. You wake up with a sore throat and a low-grade fever. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are, well, get sicker and miss work, hope to see a doctor this week, or sit hours in a crowded urgent care waiting room. Nope, not me. I have a smarter option because listen, as a mom, we cannot afford to get sick. So therefore, moms, I got something for you. My medical emergency kit. When you get your own medical emergency kit, you just match your symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription in your kit. No waiting to see the doctor, you get well faster. This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home. It includes doctor prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, all kinds of infections, including UTIs and many more. Plus a doctor's guide so you'll know exactly which med to take and how. As a working mom of three, like I said, I cannot afford to get sick, and I definitely don't have hours to spend in the urgent care waiting room. My medical emergency kit brings me peace of mind. It makes me feel so much better knowing I can be prepared for whatever might come up. And also with a young little baby, I gotta stay healthy. I recently used the anti-nausea medication included in the kit. I was shocked by how much better I felt after taking it. The instructions in the kit are super clear and easy to understand, and I'm so glad I have my medical emergency kit on hand. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Jana and use promo code Jana. That's promo code Jana at twc.health/Jana. For your book, writing it, did you then have, did you just voice the things you wanted to say and then you had someone just kind of write it out for you, or how did that process work?
I worked with people, you know, yeah. We talked about things and discussed them because, like, I remember one day spending 2 hours trying to express in words what love is. And we tried one thing and tried another. And after 2 hours of working with that, we finally realized that, you know, there are no words that can explain to a person what love is, because all the songs in the world, all the paintings in the world, all the stories in the world about love don't really allow a person to experience love. Just like if a person is born blind and you try to explain to them what the color green is. If you have never experienced it, you don't know what it is. So it's that ability to have things happen, and you experience them and you feel them, and you allow it to come into yourself, and you know that that then is a part of you.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. I love that. One of your secrets that you put in was all life needs to move. When obviously listeners, I'm going to force them, not even for it, like they all need this book. So I'm going to highly encourage. What do you mean though by all life needs to move?
Exactly that. Because if life doesn't move, if it gets stuck anyplace, it dies. Mm. If you tap a climbing rose, and it gets stuck someplace up the trellis, and it can't go any farther, it dies. Mm-hmm. I mean, life has to move. We have to take our breath, each breath at a time, and move in order for life to continue. Mm-hmm. If we didn't, if our blood didn't continue to circulate, if our heart didn't continue to pump, if things didn't continue to move on, we would die.
Right.
Just life has to move. Life and movement are part of what life is.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. You wake up with a sore throat and a low-grade fever. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are, well, get sicker and miss work, hope to see a doctor this week, or sit hours in a crowded urgent care waiting room. Nope, not me. I have a smarter option because listen, as a mom, we cannot afford to get sick. So therefore, moms, I got something for you. My medical emergency kit. When you get your own medical emergency kit, you just match your symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription in your kit. No waiting to see the doctor. You get well faster. This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home. It includes doctor prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, all kinds of infections, including UTIs and many more. Plus a doctor's guide so you'll know exactly which med to take and how. As a working mom of three, like I said, I cannot afford to get sick, and I definitely don't have hours to spend in the urgent care waiting room. My medical emergency kit brings me peace of mind. It makes me feel so much better knowing I can be prepared for whatever might come up. And also with a young little baby, I gotta stay healthy. I recently used the anti-nausea medication included in the kit. I was shocked by how much better I felt after taking it. The instructions in the kit are super clear and easy to understand, and I'm so glad I have my medical emergency kit on hand. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Jana and use promo code Jana. That's promo code Jana at twc.health/Jana.
And then, you know, being too on the more holistic side of medicine, has it been hard for you to kind of watch the new wave of things that have of medicine in today's age? Or like, what is your kind of take on that? And a second part of that is, you know, what is something to be mindful? Like, I want to live the fullest, longest, you know, life that I can. And I want to instill that into my children too, with, you know, healthy eating and balancing, you know, and therapy and, you know, working out and, you know, but is there something that people are missing in that, that can additionally add to, you know, is it something holistically, or is it, you know, not having that glass of wine, even though it's sometimes really nice? Because, you know, I've talked to Dr. Amen on here, and he's just like, alcohol is the worst for you. And I'm like, God, I'm hearing this, and I want to live a long life, and I want to have great brain health, but I really also enjoy the glass of wine sometimes at the end of the night. And I'm just like, what's the balance?
I can't tell anybody what it is, because it has to be a personal thing. What works for me doesn't work for the next person. I have a son who can't eat garlic and onions. And the rest of us eat garlic and onions all the time, for crying out loud. I was growing up in India. Garlic and onions are center. I can't understand this kid who is now a grown person, retired and all of that. But he can't eat garlic and onions. And if I tried to teach him that he had to eat garlic and onions, it's like my other son who, when he was, well, I don't know, about 5, told me that eggs gave him a headache in his stomach. You know? Well, I didn't make him eat eggs. He now eats eggs. But at that point, eggs get a headache in his stomach. It's that ability of us to understand ourselves and learn to love ourselves. There's always one person you can always love, and that's you, because that person doesn't get away from you. And it's as we begin to find the parts of ourselves that we can begin to understand and really think, yeah, that's good. That's good. I like that. And then incorporate that aspect of ourselves into something that makes us sing, makes us say, I have my 5 L's. Have I spoken about this?
No, you haven't. I'd love to hear them though.
The first one is life. Life without love can't go anyplace. It dies. It doesn't even exist. You can have a shell, a seed in the pyramid, and it has a shell around it. It has all the life of the universe within it, but it can't do anything until love in the form of water and sunlight and that kind of thing activates it. Breaks the shell so the life can then begin to move. Then life comes back. But you see, life without love is nothing. It's just stuck. And so in order for life and love to move, it's like the sperm and the ovum. The ovum and the sperm need to connect in order for a person to become a person. It's the reality of that, the energies, those two energies, which incidentally the words life and love are the same, except for the letter I and O. Because the I is the masculine, the O is the feminine. It's the moving together of those energies that lets us live. And we live if we love. So the words themselves can't be real until they actually, you know, become the one unit, which is life and love. Anyway, so you start there, these 5 L's, life and love, and you have the one that is the two. Third one is laughter. Laughter without love is mean. It's cruel. It hurts. It can be very painful. Wars are fought before, you know. So laughter without love is cruel. But laughter with love is joy and happiness. It's the same thing, but it's how it's used. It's how we take it in and how we are able to let it grow and become part of who we are. The fourth L is labor. Labor without love is drudgery. You know, I gotta go to work. There are too many diapers. This is too hard. I don't like this. This is my job. You know, that kind of a just a drudgery. It's just too hard. But labor with love is bliss. It's why you do what you're doing. It's why a painter does what they paint. A singer does why they sing. You know, it's the very essence of our being is labor with love. And then the fifth one is listening. Listening without love is empty sound. It's the clogging, clagging, and empty sound. It's just, it doesn't go anyplace. It's just there. But with love is understanding. It allows, as you begin to listen to what people are saying, and you're beginning to listen to what you're saying, not just to the world, but to yourself, that begins and begin to understand it, then you've got a really, really something really important going on within you.
For sure. Yeah, that listening piece is, that's been something that I've had to learn and practice because I think, I'm not alone in this, but I go quick to defend, right? Instead of, and through the years of therapy and past couples counseling, it's like, okay, really listen, you know, because you might not understand it, you might not agree with it, but you still should listen. And that's going to then grow. But that's a hard one sometimes.
It is a hard one. But one of the privileges of having children is being able to listen to what your children are saying. Yes. My third son, when he was 4 years old, came in one day and he says, "Mom, I know something." And I said, "What's that, Bobby?" He says, "If I make a friend and he makes a friend and he makes a friend, it's going to go all around the world and come back to me." So of course he's a psychologist. You know, this is where was basically telling me that he was going to be working with people and trying to understand them. And, you know, that whole process. Sure. And then my second son, when he was seven, comes in and he says, "Well," he says, "I wish Jesus was here." And I says, "Well, so do I. But why do you?" He says, "Because I've got questions." Mm-hmm. And I said, "Well, try me." He said, "But you don't have the answers." And I said, "But just try me, see what." So he says, "Okay, how can God be if he never got started?" And I said, "Well," you know, I took a deep breath and I said, "Well, maybe it's like a circle. It doesn't have a beginning or an end." He says, "Oh, I knew you didn't have the answers," and off he goes. So of course he's a retired Presbyterian minister. Sure. I mean, you know, when you listen to what people say, mm-hmm. and you tuck that away and think, "Well, this is interesting. You know, this is really interesting." And then watch them grow into that. Mm-hmm. It's just absolutely, it's awesome.
I love that so much. And I cannot wait to read your book because you obviously have so much life experience and everything that, you know, I want to know the six secrets to health and happiness. And so everybody grab her book, The Well-Lived Life, 102-Year-Old Doctor's Six Secrets to Health and Happiness at Every Age. It's available now. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
You're certainly welcome. Thank you.
You're a sweetheart. Thank you so much. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.